Hello! Welcome to Jason Major's Sex Party. I'm your host, Jason Major. Yay! Let's meet our teams for tonight. On my right is team captain, comedian Michael Cornaccia.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for coming out.
Joining him is the gorgeous adult film star, Kelly Shibari. And we also have the wonderful Susanna Lee. On my left is team captain, comedian Amy Clare. Joining her is the delightful Ella Darling. And speaking for the good God-fearing Midwesterners out there is Eric. Profound thanks to all of you for being on my first show. I know, I'm as terrified as all of you, but we'll get through this together. We're going to be covering some taboo topics, but I promise to keep things gentle. Except with you, Eric, I know you like it rough.
It says so in the bathroom.
You know. Oh, I saw that.
That's where I get all my news.
That's why you put it in permanent marker when you write it up there.
The good news here is the points don't really matter. The bad news is that's because I've mostly designed these games to be completely unwinnable. To win this test of sexual depravity, I will be giving most of the points for interesting opinions or facts about sex in general, or about your sex life specifically. However, I will also be deducting points whenever somebody says something shitty or generally sex negative. Basically, a big time point loss for anything homophobic, transphobic, misogynist, racist, or in support of the 50 Shades movie.
There goes my ass.
So before we get started, let's get to know the panel a bit. First up, we have Michael Cornaccia, a gay actor and comedian who has lost so much weight that his ego no longer fits inside his body.
Yes.
Michael, you are gay.
Yes.
You are gay.
Only on Fridays and Saturdays.
Oh. You get the gay Michael today, folks. It's
yes,
the best one.
It's awesome.
And you are a male. You are a cisgendered male.
Yes.
You were born with a penis and a Y chromosome.
Yes, I have a Y chromosome and two penises.
May I ask your relationship status currently?
I'm single and fucking everything.
There you go, folks. See Michael after the show for his own special giveaway. Next to Mike is comedian, writer, actress, burlesque dancer, Susanna Lee. Susanna is responsible for three shows in Los Angeles, the Be Funny, the Nama Haha Stay, Dirty Birdie Story Hour, which actually the next show is February 9th.
Google it.
You're also the star of a fantastic web series, Peeping Comics.
Yes. I interviewed a bunch of comedians in the peep show that I was working at while giving them a fully nude peep show.
I highly recommend finding this. It is very entertaining.
You can go to peepingcomics.com.
And you are heterosexual, bisexual? What is your
I'm mostly heterosexual unless money is involved, in which case I'm open to negotiations.
America!
The same goes
yes,
for Eric. And single, dating, in a relationship?
Complicated. Very, very complicated.
Very complicated. I like complicated. Complicated is good.
Yeah.
And are you a generally a monogamous person, poly?
It's complicated.
It varies
on my honesty level at the time.
Yes. All right, and with Susanna and Michael tonight are AVN winner and the first BBW Asian porn star to grace the couple.
Oh, not AVN winner.
No, you're not. AVN nominee.
Yes.
AVN nominee. I apologize. That's my research
winner.
Team.
You know what? In our hearts, you were the winner.
I believe it.
I think you deserved it. You were, however, the first BBW Asian porn star to grace the cover of Penthouse Forum, correct?
Yes.
Is there any chance that you can get my letter in about that camping trip I took with Rick Santorum?
Perhaps.
Really hot. It's really
I'll put
hot.
In a good word.
Thank you. Okay, on my left, we have actress and comedian Amy Clare.
Yes, hello. I'm a virgin.
She's a virgin.
This is exciting. This
oh,
is
Ella
exciting.
Changed that.
Wait, she's our captain?
She is.
Shit.
She is a virgin. I've seen the hymen on her mantle. It's fully intact.
That's where I keep it.
Amy has opened for the likes of Dana Carvey. She also opened for Bill Cosby once, but you don't remember that gig for some reason.
I've never even seen the tape.
Oh. How far in are we? When did the show start? How many is that? 8 minutes
we're,
in?
We're about 10 minutes in.
We got to Bill Cosby.
God, I fucking wish.
You wish that you had been raped by
Bill
Cosby.
No, I wish that I'd open for him.
You are heterosexual?
I am. One night I was a lesbian and I didn't get fucking paid. So, I'd like to take that back. It's a dark night, Michael. I don't know if I've ever told you that story. Look, there were swingers involved. It was a husband and wife situation.
I think we've all been there.
I'm a heterosexual lady. And
you are a lady.
I am engaged to be married to a wonderful man.
I know him. He's quite wonderful.
I know.
And are you two monogamous? Polygamous?
Yes.
It's not a stupid question.
But he's here.
Oh, so if he wasn't... Wait. If he wasn't here, would you be monogamous?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
I would hope that if you answered polyamorous that he would be aware of this fact.
That is not the case. He is my person.
Two of you have committed to only ever seeing each other's genitals for the rest of your lives.
Yes.
Except online.
Exactly.
Next to Amy is the sprightly adult starlet, Ella Darling. Ella has a huge Harry Potter-themed tattoo on her back. Trust me, it's gorgeous. But don't... She's only up to book 3, so don't tell her about Dumbledore. Ella, you are a female.
I am cisgendered female.
Cisgendered female. Are you heterosexual, bisexual, homosexual?
I'm pansexual.
Pansexual. Explain to those people in the audience who may not know what pansexual is. What is pansexual?
She plays a little flute.
she only comes flutes. With the Zamfir, master of the pan flute.
Essentially, yes. So bisexual implies a gender binary, and I am open to being attracted to and to fucking men and women and everybody in between, no matter what their gender identity is, no matter what their...
That's hot.
Yeah.
It sounds exhausting.
Oh, it is, baby.
I don't think she has to fuck every... I think she chooses...
Only when my agent tells me to.
It's like my agent.
Are you single, dating, in a relationship?
I have a girlfriend, and I have a paramour.
So you are polyamorous?
Not officially, but yeah. I just don't... I'm getting divorced, so I can't be anybody's anything right now.
Oh, you were married?
Yeah. That was... I moved to L.A. to do porn and get married, and one of those was a great fucking decision.
Maybe you can sway Amy in that direction later.
Oh, fuck, that's hilarious.
Finally... We somehow managed to find someone to speak for the sorely underrepresented white heterosexual males out there. Eric.
Thank you.
Give your hand a round of applause for Eric.
Thank you very much.
Eric, you are a heterosexual male.
I am.
When exactly did you realize that you were... When did you decide to be heterosexual? How about that?
Oh, good question. At puberty.
Puberty? You sort of
puberty
made
when
that
I thought
decision?
About females and masturbated, yes.
What was your first moment? Because for me, like, I remember the moment I realized I was straight was Valerie Perrin in Superman when she's in the pool and she's saving Superman from, like, drowning.
Oh, yeah. Miss Tessmacher?
Miss Tessmacher, yeah. And she comes out.
Oh, my God, sure.
Up until that point, like, you know, Christopher Reeves looks pretty good in that suit.
Yes, he does.
But Valerie Perrin just sort of, like, nailed it for me.
I do remember, my father's not here, but he had a VHS collection of recorded pornography up on the top shelf of his closet.
I think all of our fathers had
that. So I was a latchkey kid, so those two-hour window that I had before the parents came home, I explored those, and I learned a lot. And
you're also
aware that I have had sex with at least 3 women. At least.
Let's not brag.
Somewhere between 0 and 3.
Let's not brag. You are real America for tonight.
I am flyover America. So please ask me your sex advice questions.
With that being said, let's party. I think that even the most adventure of us occasionally wants to spice things up in the bedroom, right? Well, to get some sexy new ideas, I turn to America's most trusted name in sex advice, Cosmopolitan Magazine. What better way to learn the secrets to a long, successful sex life than from a magazine aimed at young girls desperate to be liked? So I'm going to read out some of the finest Cosmo sex tips that our crack research team could find using Google in a spare afternoon. All you have to do is fill in the blanks, and I shower your faces with hot, warm points.
All right.
Bonus points if your tip is way better or way worse than the actual tip. All right, let's go. Up first, Mike's team. The first one. Do blank just as your man is about to climax.
Play with his asshole. Oh, is this a straight thing?
Hey, women do that to guys.
I enjoy having my asshole played with.
All right, well.
Who in the audience enjoys their asshole played with?
Three cheers for analingus.
If ever there was anything that was worthy of applause, analingus.
I mean, I don't know, because I've never been with a straight man. What should you do before a man climaxes? What do you do?
Just as like, your guy's just about to come. He's like right on the edge. What do you do?
Turn your head.
Susanna, how about you? A man is just about to climax. What is your go-to move?
Go-to move.
Like the guy's just about to get over the falls. You need to, like, you know.
Probably, yeah. Leave. Give him privacy.
Leave? Sorry, Senator. I didn't mean to enter your office unannounced. Yeah. That sort of thing.
Just that's a very personal moment. I choose. I try not to get too close. You know, it's
fair enough.
Yeah.
Can we steal? Can we have the option to steal?
Oh, sure. What do you got?
It's Kegels.
Kegels?
Yeah.
I like you. That's what it should be. I'm going to give you points. I'm going to give you points for that.
Yeah, we got the steal in your face.
Although I think turn your face also.
Turn your head.
Turn your head. I think that's good. Unfortunately, no. I can't give that to you. The answer: sprinkle ground black pepper under his nose just as your man is about to climax.
What?
Sneeze.
That is so convenient.
The tip goes on. Sneezing can feel similar to orgasm and amplify the feel-good effects. I mean,
yeah, I know, because in this book called Where Did I Come From that my parents gave me when I was a kid, they equated orgasm to sneezing.
They did?
Yeah, but that's for kids.
Well, as is Cosmo, kind of.
Just as long as it's freshly ground, right?
Oh, freshly, it has to be freshly ground.
I don't want any, like, fresh, just whole peppercorn right up my nose.
Just chuck it at him?
Oh, man, that's good.
Apparently a lot
it's
of people like eating
bed.
It's
hard enough to have lube, a dildo, and poppers. I gotta fucking bring in pepper?
Amy's team?
Just a little bit of allspice.
This is sort of a running theme here. Keep a blank next to the bed, and occasionally do blank to extend the encounter.
Hammer.
What would you do? What do you do with the hammer?
You hit someone on the head with it, Jason.
Which head?
Now, that's when you bring out the Old Bay. Nothing feels better than
you kinky bitch.
Dose of Old Bay.
From personal experience, we're going to go back to the spice rack, have a little bit of herb next to the bed, and smoke to extend the experience. That's my personal advice.
So logical.
I think there's never been an answer more worthy of points. Unfortunately, that is not the correct answer.
What did Cosmo say?
The correct answer is to keep a spray bottle filled with ice water next to the bed.
God. And is he a cat?
Jesus.
And give each other a strategic spritz in order to extend the encounter.
Is Cosmo written by robots?
What is the strategy behind spritzing someone with ice water?
I'm glad you asked, because the tip goes on. Aim for the nerve-packed, thin-skinned areas on each other's body, such as the nipples. And I think that, you know, that's always good advice, to aim for the nerve-packed, thin-skinned areas.
I've been doing
areas.
That to my cat for years.
All right, how about Aaron Meinstein? Here's a little known erogenous zone, ladies. Yeah. The area between a guy's blank and his blank.
It's a taint.
The taint?
No, the asshole and the ball sack.
Well, you know, because that's because it taint the asshole and it taint the balls.
Yes.
That's old English. That's like Shakespearean.
Are you asking us what the two areas are or what the specific area is?
The erogenous zone is between these two areas.
For the male?
The balls or the and man. The butt.
Brain and the wallet.
Drop the mic. Drop the mic.
I know because I want to.
It's not the taint.
It's not the taint.
Yeah, what do you girls like? Maybe it's the neck. Who likes it when your lady sucks in your penis? All right, I'm going to say penis.
One of them is penis.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you penis. Oh, one of them penis is penis.
And his balls.
No.
Really?
You would think
ankles.
So.
Belly button.
Penis and belly.
What else penis? Is it attached to?
Susanna's got a penis and navel.
Belly button. Yeah.
The area between a guy's penis and navel. Lick it, tickle it, or gently tug the hairs there. Yeah.
Can I wax it?
Cosmo recommends you start a paper mache project to tickle the treasure trail.
Here's your tip. You have to guess this tip. We're still doing this.
Just the tip?
Just the tip.
Hey, I'll give you just the tip.
Okay. You mix blank with blank to blank.
I was just going to say if you mix yellow and blue, you get green.
So fucking hot.
Have you pointed
so
that?
Hot.
I'm afraid that's not the answer. The correct answer is mix 1 tablespoon of saliva with 1 tablespoon of water to stretch the spit. The kind of saliva deep in your throat works best. Its viscosity makes a good substitute for lube.
Are you sure that you didn't look these up on Mythbusters.com?
Oh my God,
this doesn't sound like sex tips. This sounds like a DIY project.
Michael.
Yes. Did we win?
Firmly hold the bottom of his shaft in one hand and blank. firmly hold the bottom of your man's shaft in one hand and blank.
Tickle the balls.
No, again, that's a good idea, but no, no.
Squeeze.
Again, very good idea, but not what they have in mind.
Stroke.
Shave.
These are all acceptably good answers.
Scream.
Threaten. Scream? Yeah. What are you screaming about?
Anything, really. You know, whatever.
It's so big!
Points. Always give points for that.
Or you scream, it's so small!
That's just reality for me, Michael.
Yeah. Smurfs.
I was thinking more along the lines of, why didn't I get that bike for Christmas?
Threaten?
What would you be threatening? Exactly?
I don't know. Just feels right. Just, you know, just then.
I'm gonna give you the points on that because
okay,
it's oddly similar. Firmly hold the bottom of a shaft in one hand and slowly push it towards the base. Imagine you're pushing his penis into his body.
What?
I would add bonus points for making crazy eyes and muttering the phrase, "I'm gonna make you a pretty girl."
Ladies, don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. No.
Amber.
Jason,
Amber.
Will you set that card to the side for me?
I was just saying, just hit yourself in the face with it. No?
Points. No. I will give
you're
you a yes
welcome,
on that.
You're welcome, team.
All right, Amy?
Yes.
That's extra.
All right, Amy. When choosing a movie, like you're out on a date and you get to choose the movie, when choosing a movie... Do blank.
Do blank? What?
Threaten?
Go to the fucking movie place?
Purchase tickets online, have a nice dinner, and go to the movie. What the fuck, Cosmo?
Choose a sexy one?
All right.
Choose a sexy movie. Like.
Choose a movie that you don't mind missing most of the action because your head is in his crotch.
Oh my God, she did it again.
I'm glad Elle's on our team.
Points for that. But again... Not what Cosmo has in mind. That perfectly good answer, though.
Mostly audio. Like, if you can hear the movie and not watch it.
Like, My Dinner with Andre, that sort of thing?
Yeah, like...
I tell you what, 3D glasses get in the way. When you're talking. So don't go to a 3D. Don't go to 3D.
So perhaps like a documentary narrated by Werner Herzog would be good.
Oh. Fuck, I jerk off.
Where the guy gets eaten by the bear would be best.
No, I'm afraid not. I'll give you points for your answer, which is awesome, but it's not the correct answer. The correct answer is, when choosing a movie, avoid anything that'll cause hearty belly laughs. A jiggly tummy won't make you feel good.
This magazine.
Suck my dick and lick my asshole, Cosmo.
This magazine
Fuck
needs
you.
To be put down.
That one came from Grandma Monthly.
Jesus.
On a personal note, this will also prepare you for the joyless future ahead of you should you keep this frame of mind.
Because I'm all about the jiggly tummy.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, girl.
Thanks.
Points.
Oh.
I don't think Cosmo.
Can you take points away from Cosmo for body shaming?
Points away from Cosmo. The negative 10,000 points to Cosmo for being awful. But without them, we wouldn't have had the round. Cosmo Sex Tips. How about a round of applause? Cosmo Sex.
USA! USA!
USA! Next, we have a test of honesty and character. I'm kidding, it's just a bullshit game I call Liars and Cheaters. Now, I'm going to give one player a card with a statement on it. None of the players on stage tonight have seen the cards before, and they have no idea what's going to be written on it. Let's start this off so everyone understand. You're going to try and guess. Okay, Ella, please read the statement on the card that I have handed to you.
I jerk off to science textbooks.
You are awesome.
Is it true,
though?
It
could be true, it could be false.
It could
we
be
don't
true,
know.
It could be false.
I don't know. Do you know?
So what do you guys think? Does this sound plausible to you guys?
Well, I mean, she's into the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah, but that's not really science.
It is
that's
a huge compliment
science.
That I say I think it's true, and I think it's fucking fantastic.
I think it's true, too. Yeah. To science textbooks?
Science textbooks, specifically, right?
Science textbooks.
Is there any specific brand of science that
Earth
does it more
science?
For you?
Earth science?
Physics, particular quantum physics.
Quantum physics
sedimentary layers.
I mean, I don't know, like Brian Greene is really cool.
Ooh, Brian Greene. You know,
if I were to do that, I don't know. Is it
true
or false?
True.
It gets pretty quiet in those science stacks.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, would that be, would is there a specific theory that like really gets you wet?
I just find it easier to focus on what I'm reading if I'm jerking off at the same time.
Clear-headed.
That's fair enough.
Okay.
Let me tell you what I can't do when I jerk off. Focus. But I do believe she can do it. And I believe she does.
If it's not true, just lie and say that it is. Because I just think
Yeah, because now
great.
We're all thinking about it.
The world needs this, Ellen.
Yes. I mean, if you think about it, E equals MC squared is pretty hot.
Geology makes you hard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, tectonic plates.
Okay, so sounds like we're going with true.
Yes, Ella jerks off to science fiction.
Ella, is this true or false?
That's true, but also science textbooks.
Yes!
I masturbate to creationism texts.
It's what God would want.
I like fantasy.
Okay, let's move on. Hand that down to Eric, please.
I have never had sex with my glasses on. I have never had sex with my glasses on.
That's just so sad.
Why would you not wear your glasses during sex?
Well, they're very expensive.
The sex or the glasses?
Yes.
I feel like I know Eric. I've known Eric for a long time. We've been intimate. And every time he's never had his glasses on, so I feel like he does take them off. I think we're gonna go with he does take off
I
his
think,
glasses
yeah.
for sex.
They say it's true. Eric, is it true? Do you take your glasses off?
Yes.
Yes.
Now up next up is Kelly Shibari.
I personally test each prototype from my sex toy line before it goes into production. I did used to have a fleshlight, so.
Oh!
A flashlight?
A fleshlight.
Here we go, fleshlight.
I wish I had a dick so I could fuck your fleshlight. Or actually your vagina in general.
You can fuck my Fleshlight anytime.
I would think if I had a product that I put my name on, I also would want to know that it actually worked.
Yeah, especially if it was going to be fun to try it.
It was actually, it would be.
What sort of toys do you have in your toy
room? Yeah, actually, what's the inventory?
Besides a Fleshlight.
I actually am working with a company called Shibari Wands, which is like a magic wand without the cord.
Nice. So, which have wireless. You used on me? I think you used on me.
Okay.
On a radio show, you used it on me.
Uh-huh.
And it's
you
fucking
liked it a
awesome.
Lot.
Highly recommend the Shibari wand.
What is it?
It's a big vibrator, but you put it on your clit. You don't have one.
I don't have a clit.
You could use it on the head of your penis if you could actually enjoy it.
I think she's telling the truth.
I agree.
So you're going for
true.
True.
You're going for true, Kelly? Is it true or false?
Oh, it's absolutely true.
QC. You got to have QC.
I have a question, though. How do they do the mold for the Fleshlight?
They put my legs up in the air, and they mold me with like the same stuff they use for your like dental stuff.
So it goes inside your vagina?
No, just the outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't get that out.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I wondered about that.
Yeah.
Does it taste like bubble gum, like the kind they put in your mouth?
Well, you know, my vagina doesn't have taste buds.
Fuck, that's right.
Last time
that's
I checked.
That's a shame.
Hopefully I can change that.
They have a booth for that at Knott's Berry Farm. If you want to get your own.
It's very overpriced, though. It's really overpriced. It's
it is overpriced, but you're at the amusement park.
You're already there.
The kids want a souvenir.
Sodas are $9.
Yeah, you're already paying $9 for a Coca-Cola.
But you get a churro, and you get your genitals molded, and it's like $100 already.
Get your genitals with a Yosemite Sam on the back.
Okay, Amy, how about you? Let's read your fact.
I fucked a guy who had a tail.
Team Michael, what do you say? Is this true or false?
You know what? I don't know her well, and I would say it's true. Yeah. You know? I fucked a one-man band. Why wouldn't she fuck a guy with a tail?
He was also sort of a one-man band.
There you go. Same guy? Is he from Arkansas? Does he live in his blazer with a dog? No.
Oh, my God! This is the same guy.
Is it your fiancé?
No. This guy actually had, like, it was like... what had been his tail. It was awful.
He had a nubbins?
She looks like a
nubbins.
Disney princess,
no,
so
it
makes
like
sense.
Scar tissue. It was awful.
Wait, so Jason, the answer is yes?
Yes.
I think they're going with yes, and the answer is yes.
We all have dark nights, guys.
You guys got them all right. After that round, Michael's team has 1,002 points. Ella's team somehow has 1,003 points. That's weird.
I think we earned it. Jesus.
I couldn't agree more. All right, so the next game is called Bad Advice from a Bunch of Perverts. Everyone has problems from time to time, and Major Sex Party is here to help. We've asked audience members for any problems they need advice on. I'll pose these questions to our teams, and we'll see what keen knowledge they have for these troubled minds. Good advice will earn points, of course. However... particularly bad advice also will earn you points.
Yes.
I'm looking at you, Michael, and you, Amy, pretty much all of you. All right, let's go. Can you get a sty from a guy coming on your eye? Please reply.
Michael?
Yes.
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Yes.
Michael?
Yeah.
Michael?
My first couple years in the business, it was my left eye constantly.
Really?
Like a target.
Do you need advice on how to...
Well, don't date someone that isn't going to fucking tap you on the head. Ugh.
I think that's good advice. But Susanna, do you have...
I don't know. I like the spontaneity of the moment, you know? If it gets in your eye, it fucking gets in your eye. Be a soldier and march on.
Points.
That's why they make Visine and safety goggles. Come on. Just... be
but
a fucking adult
say,
about
turn
it.
Turn your head.
Yes.
And don't forget the fucking black pepper.
That's for when you come.
Because you can't keep your eyes open when you sneeze. So, good.
That is true.
We've obviously won this round.
All right, here's one for Amy's team. How do I get my girlfriend to put things in her butt? This is a perfect question for Ella.
You probably should ask her.
Well,
ask her maybe.
You should ask her if she's interested in it. And
we do not do anything at this show without consent.
I think it's ehow.com.
So you want to start small, start lubed.
I'm sorry. Hold on. One second. Did you say stress ball?
Start small.
Oh, start small. I thought you were saying like somehow.
I know that
Jason.
One. A finger at a time.
Can we offer advice too? I'm on my second glass of wine, so even if you say no, I'm going to.
Please.
All right. Here's what you do if you want her to put something in her ass. You convince her. You wake her up in the middle of the night. Convince her she's still dreaming, and you've come back from the future. The only way to save humanity
so
is for her to stick something in her ass. Her choice on what, but, you know, save humanity, stick something in your ass.
So just straight up Terminator rules is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fair enough.
I would say coconut oil lube, use a finger, ask her if she's interested. If she's like, you know, I'm really just not into that. The way that you convince her to do that is that you fucking don't and you respect her fucking boundaries and don't be a dickhead.
Personally, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the phrase "you first." I'm a man thinking about purchasing a Sibian, I'm a man thinking about trying a Sibian. What should I expect from the ride?
Wait, you're a man? So you want to put it in your butt?
A man? I have ridden a Sibian.
What? Where? Where?
Is that a kind of Arabian horse?
What the
horse?
Fuck is a Sibian?
A Sibian? A Sibian is a giant saddle-like machine.
It's like, have you been to Saddle Ranch? You know how they have that mechanical bull? Yeah. It's like that if it were a penis.
That's a main character from the Hunger Games.
The Sibian.
That's the main character from the Hunger Games.
But yes, like
where?
Like,
where did you ride a Sibian?
Oh, you know, it was
in
a
his
party.
Butt.
It was a party, and it was in my butt. They had a little finger attachment, which is about the size that I am capable of. And
I didn't know they did that version of the Sibian.
They do.
Yeah.
It was
cowboys invented that.
Cowboys did.
Were they on a mountain, perhaps broke?
I don't
back?
Understand. You sat on a dick?
Yeah. It was in the shape of a finger.
It was
finger.
And it moves you
toys.
Around like a fucking horse?
Mostly just vibrates.
It's not like riding a mechanical bull. No, it's
so
like
it's a
powerful vibrator.
Electric dildo. Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like Sibian might be the answer to the last question.
Oh, that's a very good point.
I guess my question is, where can I get one?
None of you have you tried it? I've seen a scene with you.
Yeah,
I've been on
a Sibian or two, babe, in my time.
Describe the feeling of a Sibian.
It's super intense, and it starts off being like really like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna come so quick, and then it's like, I think you're actually shaking the pee out of my body. Like, wow. I know what it's like when I squirt. And this is more than me squirting, and I really don't like it, and I would really not like to have any PAs have to deal with this, so can I just have a towel in, like, 10 minutes?
Michael, do you not have sex toys? Do gay men have
no,
sex toys?
No, we have twinks.
Next one. This one is for Ella in particular. Who would be better in bed, Wolverine or Superman?
I have to say Wolverine.
That seems very dangerous.
Really? It seems like, to me, it seems Superman would be more dangerous.
Would blow a hole through your torso. With his healing factor, he'd probably stay hard forever.
That's
an inside Marvel
I can be
joke.
As rough as I want.
You know what I'm talking about, right? His healing factor.
Superman
Jesus.
If Superman came in a human vagina, it would be destroyed.
Thank you.
That's all
Thank
I'm
you.
Saying.
Thank you. Yes.
Wolverine can fuck you with normal human cum. He just can't let his fucking metal go through his fingers and go up your body.
The only thing is that I would much rather be impregnated by alien semen than by like furry Alaskan like
I take furry Alaskan
semen.
But see yeah just, he's like half human half animal right so it would only be like your baby would only be a quarter animal
well, he's not actually
it would have like a half healing factor like it would get over colds really quick
my baby would be born with like half a cigar hanging out of his mouth. Like, hey, Tux.
So basically,
well, if you fuck Superman, you just put a little bit of kryptonite in there, like a Nuvo ring, and you're good.
Kryptonite Nuvo ring, I think.
He gets rid of his powers.
Kryptonite Nuvo ring. Okay.
The pop secret then.
Let's wrap this up before we get sued by both DC and Marvel. All right, next question. Mike's team, how do you approach your partner about swinging?
No, this is my question. Is swinging when you are straight and you have sex with other straight people, or when you're straight and you decide to go gay?
I don't think the sexuality...
I don't think it's about the sexuality. Yeah. I think it's...
It's just about being with other...
Partner swapping.
It's about swapping partners, yes.
Yeah. So how do you go... I've never been in that situation.
Oh, first of all, you find a really attractive couple. You know, like if you're going to sell that car, you don't pull the fucking beater out on the lot. You know, you get that brand new, fully loaded motherfucker.
Points.
All right.
I mean, I just have
what
to
that's not yes. what you have to buy. I mean, you can fucking buy the beater depending on your credit rating.
Now, how does it work? Is the woman with the other man and the man is with the other woman?
I don't think there are any rules. I just think that means as a couple, they go have sex with other people.
So then if there are no rules, it's just like gay
sex. It's whatever feels good, you know, in the moment.
I think it means as a couple, or it could they be go have relations with other people, like as a couple. It might be man, woman. I'm only speaking from experience.
Like a foursome? Because it could be two and two, you know?
Right.
Or three and
one.
No,
not necessarily.
While we're on the subject.
Did you say man or mammal?
I think I said man or woman. I may have said mammal. Okay.
I guess you would just say, honey, look, do you want to, like, fuck other people?
Together on the same night.
I think you cool. go, first of all, you gotta be real good in the relationship for a couple weeks. You know?
A couple weeks.
At least a couple weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, like, but before, okay, if you're going to intend to ask, then you plan out a date a couple weeks in the future, and then you're real nice for that couple weeks. Don't piss your partner off. Just be real cool. All right? And then...
Play it real cool for a couple weeks.
I think it's a text, right?
No, it's not a text.
Right? It's a quick text and the right emoticon. I don't know which one it is. I don't know which one it would be, but there's one in there.
Well, I feel like I feel like Susanna was definitely on the right. I'm gonna give her
be really some points nice for that. And then do the you want to fuck other people, but make it seem like it's their idea.
Yeah, usually you know, orgy porn works.
That does work.
I'm leave it at orgy porn. We have an answer. Orgy porn. There we go. Let's move on.
And just so you know, an orgy is four or more.
I would say it's five or more. Four is a foursome.
It's five or more.
A foursome is a foursome is a flat tail. That's an orgy.
Five plus is an orgy.
You learn something new.
Has to be an odd number.
Guys ask me all the time if I've been in orgies, and I really have no idea. Huh?
I feel like all the participants have to work together in an orgy.
I've never, like a foursome just seems, that's just partner swapping, you know? Like, you don't have to put a number on everything. You can have, like, a threesome, and then, like, partner swapping, and then an orgy.
Well, you know what?
You don't have to be, like, foursome.
A dozen means 12.
Yeah.
A baker's dozen.
13.
12 days
Mike,
of Christmas.
I'm going to give you some points on that, because I feel like you were actually trying there.
He's still waiting on his fries.
Moving on. Amy's team, Tina would like to know, should I have sex on the first date?
Yes.
Why not?
If you want to, yes.
Yeah, if you don't want to,
fuck no. Like,
I agree.
You have sexual agency and autonomy, and you should take control of it.
You fuck them before the date, so you determine if you even want to go on the date.
That's a good idea.
I don't want to eat in front of you if you're no good in bed.
That's a good idea.
Points. Can you break a dick?
Yes.
Yes.
And I almost
I've
did.
I've seen it.
I've almost.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
I've experienced a mild version
what
of it.
What did you do?
I didn't do it. I've just seen it. It's
scary. What happens exactly?
I got to go use the bathroom.
It gets very black and blue.
Ooh. So it's like a giant... so, So it's like a giant blood blister, basically. Your dick turns
it's
into.
It's like a.
Why
giant
are we getting so gross?
I don't know why.
Yeah, you.
It's
why
not
are you
gross.
Asking these questions?
Nature.
It's a.
It happens when your penis. Let me show you.
Is your dick broken?
No, no, God, no.
Does it have a blood blister?
No, God. But when your penis is hard, it's like a bone. Hence the name bone.
Michael, it's not a bone, actually.
It's a boner. It's like a bone.
It's a boner.
It's like a bummer.
Bone-ish.
It can break it.
Yeah.
It's happened, and you really...
It makes this, like, amazing popping sound.
Oh. Ah! Oh, could you not? Ah!
You guys,
I haven't done it. Wait, I've never broken a penis.
It sounds
I've just
like
been
this.
There
I think
when
I did.
It happened.
Ah, I might quit porn if I was there for that.
Penises are too precious for me to break. I'm just saying.
Oh, God. Oh. Yes.
I mean, they're not that precious. Fuck.
But I've been there when it's happened, and the sound is something you just can't get out.
I love everybody's face. Every guy.
I believe that's going to haunt
everybody's
my
like,
nightmares.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's move on from that.
Let's.
I'm a woman who is intimidated by being on top when I'm having sex with someone. Advice?
Why?
Because you get tired. I know.
Is it? Is it really that tiring?
It is.
Fuck you, yeah, it is.
It
because
is. It really
it is. So when you get tired of like using your leg muscles and all the other, just like lean into it and like lean forward and pull yourself forward and then backward. And it takes so much less energy. And you can catch your breath for a minute, but you can still like, it's like your vagina is like kneading the penis. But it like, dudes love it. They love it. And you can fucking have a breath for a goddamn fucking second.
I am a big fan of girl on top on a couch because you've got like the back of the couch to hold on to. It helps a lot. It really does help a lot. There it's better this, than a bed. Better than a bed.
It's a true story. There's a guy who gives me head. He's in a wheelchair. And it's on the couch because we really can't do it anywhere else. And that's all.
Yeah, couch sex. Like when I look at my guy and I'm like, yeah, we're having couch sex. He knows I'm on top, and he's happy.
I can only assume so. Susanna, you look like you had.
I had couch sex last night. Thank you. It was with my ex-boyfriend. Don't clap. I'll be crying for like 3 weeks. So, thank you for laughing at that.
I'll be your rebound.
See what happens when
there
you
we go.
The couch.
We got to post a lot of pictures of us together. That's the way you do it. That's the way you do
a
rebound.
Sex party,
oh,
yes.
Rebound, not revenge. Never mind.
So close, though. So very
They're very
close.
Similar.
I'll be
They're
whatever you similar. Want me to be.
I like you.
My couch smells like cat pee and dog pee.
That's because you're
we
married
don't have much
with
couch
children.
Sex anymore.
You're married with children. Your house doesn't smell like sex anymore.
Honey.
Can we ask your wife the same question?
Yeah.
Sure.
Amy? Or Amy, Annie.
She's just too busy laughing.
Couch sex.
It is filthy and disgusting. No.
Annie doesn't
the,
go
the sex or the couch.
Annie doesn't even go in that room anymore. We're really deciding that we just need to buy a new couch. It's really depressing.
I have a two-part question. First part: do men really like cunnilingus? And the second part: how do you make swallowing cum pleasurable?
You don't.
The answer to the first question is yes, yes, and fuck yes.
Points.
And the answer to the second question is just shut up and swallow.
Gonna give you some points without comment on that.
I have OCD.
Why doesn't Susanna have a show?
And I have OCD, and I didn't want cum to get on my sheets today, so I swallowed.
It is more cleanly that way.
The traditional porn answer to swallowing is chloroseptic.
Wait,
no, because it numbs your
this?
Throat.
Numbs your throat, and everything tastes like cherry.
But only
idea.
For a blowjob scene, because you have to fuck that dick after. You don't want chloroseptic in your vagina.
No, not in your vagina. No,
this
only
is
for
an
blowjob scene.
Important safety tip here. So if you're going to use chloroseptic to swallow cum, don't plan on fucking that dick Because your vagina will get numb.
Guys, I think it's written on the package.
We didn't really cover the first. Like Eric, are you a fan of performing oral sex on a lady?
It might be the only thing I'm good at.
Annie, could you confirm that, please?
It's probably the one thing I've done the most with the most people, and it's the best thing. Yeah, so I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
What about you, Mike? How do you feel about Gordon Cunningham?
I like eating out assholes.
I want to do a little experiment here. Michael, all right, think of eating an asshole.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Uh-huh.
You have it in your mind? Okay.
Got it.
Now imagine you're licking a vagina.
Disgusting.
Now it's soft.
Stop it.
It was
a vagina?
It was hard and now it's soft.
Yeah, it looks like an open wound. No offense.
Michael,
no offense.
Michael, just imagine.
Only like one
imagine
week
it's a nice open-faced roast beef sandwich. And just get in there and have a nice lunch.
Both of you are losing points
That is absolutely inappropriate. I like roast beef.
He'll never eat one again.
Jesus.
We have one last question from a young woman named Kelly. Her question is simply, what in the butt?
What? What's the question?
What in the butt?
What in the butt?
Question mark?
Ella's drawing pictures of vaginas over here.
One of my early jobs, I worked with a very lovely gay man, and he enjoyed watching. We had access to a U-matic VHS player, like the old U-matic 3/4 tapes, and we watched gay porn together. He would show it and we would watch it and enjoy it during the office. And we watched one, and my favorite phrase that encapsulates my opinion of Hollywood was that a young man was asked to audition for gay porn, and the thing he was asked to do was to open his butt up. And I care, open your butt up. And he did, and he went on to become a famous gay porn actor.
And that man was Tom Cruise.
Take that to the bank.
What job was this?
It was a very open community job, like a place where you could do that. We watched Golden Girls and gay porn auditions.
You know what?
We did a great job. We did a great job.
I'm going to get your points on that.
Back in the day, we would have parties in my apartment, and I would get everyone together, all my straight friends, and I'd be like, you guys, let's watch my reel, which is what actors have that shows like shit they've been on. And I'd put
thanks.
On... And I put in the VHS tape of a porno, a gay porn, right where the cum shot was. I'd make everybody wait to see my reel, and I hit play, and they would just be like, "What is this?"
Oh my god!
I'll give you points for that as well.
Sorry, non sequitur.
Let's finish things up with our lightning round here. Points for anyone brave enough to answer honestly, although we've been pretty honest so fucking far. And for the record, I had this game ready to go months before the nightly show debuted. Okay.
You were keeping it 100, didn't you?
Yeah, I do. I look like a dark mirror version of Larry Wilmore. Okay. You're having sex and you fart. What happens next?
You check your fucking sheets. I have been there.
Have any of you ever watched porn with somebody else?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Of course. What?
Yeah.
She's sitting over there.
Everybody.
Has
everyone on the panel watched
porn
with somebody else? Like.
Yeah. My mom. I was like, Mom, I'm in this one. Come on, you want to see my reel?
Mom, I want to show you my reel.
Yo, Mom.
This question is for everybody, although I think Eric may has answered.
Yes. I've had sex with three women.
Eric says yes. Does gay male turn the rest of you on? The gay male porn turn the rest of you on as well?
Fuck yes.
Yes.
I like the man noises.
The man noises?
Yeah, I like the man noises.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is interesting. I have a curious relationship with this. I would say that... Yes, it does, but I think I personally would need to be very drunk to make that happen. I would say that generally I enjoy when people are experiencing pleasure in porn. So I could see an instance of that, but my instinct is to seek out females enjoying pleasure.
That's your first.
Because I'm doing that to them when I'm watching the porn.
I love gay blowjob clips.
What is it about gay blowjobs?
I don't know. I just
because
like
men
it.
Know how to suck better dick than women.
No,
How is that true?
That's yes, because men have a penis.
I feel like that's true in the same way that women eat pussy better than dudes do.
Yes.
Like, you just know your own anatomy better.
Although, let me tell you, women, I'm not going to discriminate. Amy, you took a class on blowjobs. Remember, you guys?
I know, and what I learned at the class was that I already knew everything.
Well, that's reassuring. Did you get your money back?
I asked for it. She told me no.
You're on your way to the electric chair. Would you rather get the best oral sex of your life from someone terrible that you hate, or a totally unsatisfying sexual experience with someone you love?
I think I'd rather, like, a burger.
A double burger.
Let's assume you've had your burger.
Oh, so you've already had your last meal.
You've already had your last meal.
So sex with someone you love or sex with someone you hate?
Bad sex with someone you love or great sex with somebody you absolutely hate?
Bad sex with someone... I would say bad sex with someone you love. If you're about to die, like...
Yeah.
No, you want great sex.
Well, for me, I've had so much awesome sex. I've had a lot of bad sex, but I would much rather have bad sex with someone I love who matters and means a goddamn thing than good sex. Like, oh, great, good sex. Like, I've never had that before. That's what I need before I fucking expire from this fucking worldly
plane. That's why you have the meal.
And
that's the fun part.
I agree because, you know, hi, vibrator.
I feel like you can't have bad sex with someone you love.
You're so romantic, Susanna.
I wish I could agree.
That should be a card. But if you're going to the electric chair, then there's something fucked up about
bad sex with someone you love. Happy Valentine's Day. Love, Amy.
Okay, I don't...
I think I would choose, most of all, a pardon. I would take oral sex right when I'm being electrocuted, because it would be fucking awesome.
And some fresh pepper.
Call back.
How long could you abstain from any form of sex or masturbation?
I'm masturbating right now.
Jesus, her hands are above the table.
I think. Next question.
Describe an orgasm. The more specific you get, the more points you get.
Feels like you sneezing.
It's like climbing up a mountain that is... it's not very steep, but you can climb it very easily, and you get so much further up, and the higher up you go, the better you feel about yourself. And then you jerk off at the top of the mountain, and you spray your cum everywhere, and it's great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it feels like that.
That's what you were going to say, right?
I was going to say it. It feels like the 1812 overture in my balls.
I would say it's that feeling you get when you finally defeat ISIS.
Yeah.
USA. USA.
All right, well, after that round, it looks like our winners are Amy's team.
Yeah. The fair-haired team with no diversity.
We had 1,000 points.
We needed an edge.
This is like the Oscars. There's like no diversity. It's like the white people.
Hey.
I feel as though this was...
We're all equal. Just some of
Look,
us
Look, the
to
only
more.
Person black on this panel is Jason, and he's not even black.
I'm
Black-ish.
Brown adjacent.
We have a statement before we concede
to losing. Yeah, we would like to
As
the non-winning team, we would like to make the statement that though the other team may have followed the rules and won the game,
answered questions,
the rebels are always more fuckable. Everybody wants to fuck a loser. All right.
That's always been
when you fuck a loser, you're a winner.
Oh my God, that's so.
I want that on a goddamn.
I have personally always found that to be true myself.
So really, I ask you, who is the winner here?
The person who gets to fuck Susanna tonight. Hey, girl, hey. What's up?
Look, I've seen her work. It's nice.
I've always wanted to fuck a unicorn. You know I have.
And on that note, I'd like to thank you all for coming. Thank you to my wonderful panel. Eric, Michael Carnaccia, Amy Clare, Susanna Lee, Ella Darling, Kelly Shibari. Anyone want to plug anything?
I've got all sorts of shit I want to plug.
Let's hear some plugs from Susanna.
All right, I've got a bunch for you. Ready?
Get your pens out.
First of all, Dirty Birdie Story Hour, the second Monday of every month at 3 clubs. I also teach yoga. You probably guessed that already.
Is it sexy yoga?
Oh, come on now. How could it not be?
If you guys don't know what yoga is, it's an Eastern New York thing.
Michael, shut up.
I do a class every Tuesday with storytellers. It's called Namastory, and I've got nice. These things, so I can
I want to do that show.
Get you double, yeah. No, whenever you want.
Anything else?
Yeah. Let's see.
She's inventing something right now.
You can find me on Tinder. Or you can go to GetLuckyDeluxe.com or SusannaLee.com. I'm not really plugging anything at this point. I'm just talking into the microphone because I'm real fucked up.
If you guys...
Sounds pretty good.
I'd like to plug my MySpace page.
That's interesting. I was going to plug my Friendster page.
How about Ella, Kelly, anything coming up?
I don't. I'm no. good. I'm actually appearing at the Onyx Theater in Las Vegas on February 12th for an improv show called Don't Quit Your Day Jobs.
Woo! All right. So a round of applause for that, please. Thank you.
I don't know if anybody knows what an Oculus Rift is or as such. I am creating virtual reality porn on a site called VRTube.xxx.
Tube?
VRTube. It's awesome. It's cool as fuck. We're doing some really fantastic shit. It's so rad. Oh my god, it's so fucking rad, dude. Pretty jazzed about it. And then, sometime, I don't know, maybe March-ish? I don't even fucking know when. On YouTube, I'm doing a show with my friend Sovereign Sire, who is also a porn star, called Boss Bitches of History, and we talk about boss bitches of history, and it has nothing to do with porn or sex. It's just women in history who kick ass. We talk about history, so it's kind of a tea party, and we're dressed adorably, and we talk about history in a very crass manner, and it's lovely and great, and we highlight fantastic women through history who have done really cool shit.
I'm in.
And it's cool as
fuck. I'm doing Michael's, I do a shit ton of too much stand-up. I'm doing Michael's show Tuesday at
You're
Bayou.
You're doing more stuff with Michael?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. You have 22 years of this bullshit. You can find me at Go Miss Amy Claire. For on what's that thing called Twitter? At least once a week, I say something funny.
Aww,
it's true. I've seen it.
I'll follow you.
I have a used grill available at the Kenmore.
I'd like to thank Busby's East for letting us get all dirty up in here. Thank you. You can find upcoming shows and connect with us at majorsexparty.com. Like and tweet and tumble all over us with the hashtag #MajorSexParty. I'm Jason Major. This has been Jason Major's Sex Party. Thank you all for coming. Thank you, the panel. Good night.